Hey everyone, welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and today I'm here with one of my very good personal friends who I've yet to meet in person, but we have connected on Instagram and talk pretty much every day. So I'm very excited to have her with us. Now, I'm going to read from her website because she just really, I think, nailed exactly who she is. So I've got to read it. She is a passionate business streamliner, an automation addict, a speaker, a superpreneur, and again, in her words, a slightly crazy German. Yvonne Hyman, welcome so much for, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. We love anyone who's slightly crazy. And so we're going to be talking about really the end of the year's coming up, and you're going to tell us how to bulletproof our business as a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a small business owner, because we need that. We are at the end of a decade. We are starting a whole new decade in 2020. It sounds so good and so fresh. And I think that, you know, this time of the year, we just get tired. We get tired of it, especially in our industry with real estate. Generally speaking, we slow down at the end of the year with the holidays. And, you know, we have January and it's cold and, you know, people aren't maybe buying as much sometimes. So I want to talk about bulletproofing your business. I want to talk about your journal. You have an incredible academy that is launching very soon, and we want to hear all about that. So please let us know a little bit about you and all the things that you speak on and teach on. And then let's, you know, kick it into high gear with bulletproofing our business.
So yeah, slightly crazy German here. I will spend days to research and test tools just to save time in the future, which is why my clients love me. They don't have to spend the time figuring all of this stuff out, and I'm completely nerding out of it. So that's just me. And you actually brought something up, I think, without even really knowing. Yes, you as a realtor, the end of the year slows down. People get ready for vacation and Christmas and decorating and nothing is happening. But you know what? Now is the perfect time for you guys to get busy in your business. You don't have to take care of your clients. You are not getting all the calls. We all want the calls, don't give me wrong. Mm-hmm. But now you have the time to really dive into your business, get your marketing plan down, get your ideas down, get your client avatar prepped and revisited. What kind of listings are you going after? What region are you going after? Do you want to switch? Do you want to stay where you're at? All of the business stuff that happens for you as a realtor, now is the perfect time to do it because business is slow.
That's right. So, you know, you're coaching and speaking all over in all different kinds of businesses. And I would imagine though, that regardless of industry, you probably see the same themes happening in any industry. And then you're laughing because you're like, yeah, exactly. Same thing for me. Like my number one question, regardless of industry, is content. You know, what kind of content do I create? So you've created a product too, that I just want you to touch on. And I want you to talk about sort of what made you get here, because you have a really great personal story, but I want to talk about your journal and your planner beyond all the other great things that you have. But tell us a little bit about who you are and why you became so passionate and so adept at helping other people kind of pull their lives together in their business.
So as you know, crazy German over here, we Germans have already a tendency for systems, and we see workflows, and I see systems and reasons and structures everywhere. So
I wish I had that brain. I don't see structures. I want that. I want to be like, oh, this is a better way to do that.
And you know, the funny thing is, I wish I would have your content marketing knowledge and your graphical knowledge that it's, not happening for me. So all of this stuff is already in my soul and in my blood either way. And I moved to the States 2007, two suitcases and a dog. That was it. And then spent my years over here. And then I'm pretty sure it was 2012. In 2012, my, at that point, fiance here in the States got diagnosed with cancer. I had gotten my business to the point of, okay, things are going well. I'm paying my bills. Everything is good. And then you get that thing smacked over your head. Mm-hmm. And for, your listeners are not going to know Pete, but Pete was one of those people. He got his butt out of everything. We always said it's like he's going to be pulling a Pete again. He always got his butt out of everything. He always got everything resolved.
Right.
And that's how we went into all of this treatment, the whole nine yards. Things had to slow down on my business. Luckily, I had, thanks to him being fourth or fifth generation in that area, we had the local community rally for us, bring food. Don't tell anybody, but I didn't have to pay rent for 2 years.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
There were a lot of angels in my life at that point.
Absolutely.
He gets all clear. So first year we are through, we are all clear. We get married 10 a.m. at 11, 12, 13. Finally, after 7 years, and 2 months later, he gets re-diagnosed. And pretty much with this is a sister cancer. We would use the same kind of treatment. We would use the same kind of medication, which means it didn't do its job. Stanford, the whole nine yards, we tried everything. And in September 2014, he passed away, luckily surrounded by his family, just how he would have liked to have it. But those 2 years of living day to day from one appointment, one treatment, one pain medication, it was survival mode. Literally, it was survival mode. If I wouldn't have had the support I had at that moment, I don't know where I would be today.
You weren't thinking about, you know, business.
Or, no.
And if you've ever been in that situation, you realize that what all the things that you think matter, you know,
they don't.
Really don't. And nope. Yeah, wow. So
I literally had handed off all of my clients. Mm-hmm. I had maybe like two or three maintenance clients left that there was no time commitment to any of those because I could never tell how much pain he's going to be and how much pain management I have to do, what treatments we have to go to or anything. There was no way of planning anything ever. So I had to hand off my clients because it's not fair to them to be like, oh yeah, just wait till I can do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that is really when that passion set in, where I'm like, you know what, this is not okay. We are in the States. We are not in Germany. Germany is more of an employee-based kind of mentality. We are in the States. We have so many entrepreneurs, small business owners, people that are passionate about running their own business. And you never know what's going to happen. I cannot have those people potentially have to make a decision of, am I going to care for my business or am I going to care for my loved one? How am I going to pay the bills? And that's when that whole passion set in of, we have technology. There is so much out there that can help us, what I call bulletproof your business, being able to step away from your business or even just be minimalistic, evolved in it. And then when I started looking all into this, there are so many solopreneurs out there that are doing it by themselves, completely by themselves. I'm like, people, that means if for whatever reason you cannot do your job, you are done. Mm-hmm. You step away from your business, you are not making any money. Solopreneurship is great to get started out, but should not be your goal ever. Mm-hmm. Build up a team, use technology. You need to be able to step away from your business. And if it doesn't happen that life smacks you over the head like it happened to me, guess what? You can take a vacation for weeks on the beach.
You know, it's interesting because I've been thinking about this in my head because, you know, you get to a point where you realize you can be outsourcing and a lot of people say, and this is not my personal challenge, you know, and you're going to laugh and I'm sure you're going to give me advice and coach me when I tell you this, but, you know, I think the two, I guess, I don't know if they're, I would say fears, but the two thoughts around it could be one, well, somebody else won't do it as good as I do. Now that's not my
challenge. No, they
won't. They actually, I think people probably do some of it better than I will. But you know, my thing is, oh yeah, but I don't want to have to like pay, you know, like another expense. Like in my mind, I keep thinking, wow, you know, if I keep adding up and like outsourcing, and you know, I'm sure you're going to school me why I shouldn't think that way. But, you know, those are kind of the two things I hear all the time is, you know, one, I don't trust somebody to do it as well as I do, or I don't want the extra expense. And so I need some help in my mindset because I should be outsourcing things like, you know, editing and, you know, things that other people could be doing. So it's not a control thing for me. It's, you know, like, oh, wow, that is that going to be a, you know, money well spent or something? I don't know. So you coach us on that, those mindsets.
So yes, nobody is ever going to do it like you do. There's no question about it. But luckily you don't have that. The thing with outsourcing, the biggest issue actually that I see is people say, oh yeah, just hire it out, just outsource it. It's like the one solution for everything right now. Mm-hmm. And then people come back and like, yeah, but they didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. What I usually do with people then is like, okay, what did you give them? Mm-hmm. How was the process of working with them?
Do you have a system or tips that you can give people who are maybe ready to outsource? Like, what should they be doing? Like, what do you tell your clients? Okay, listen, if you're going to outsource some stuff, here's like three things that you need to first start doing or a checklist to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because you're right. Same thing with social media. People say, oh, I tried Facebook ads. They didn't work. Well, let's dig a little bit deeper into that, right? So tell us, like, if somebody's got, you know, thinking, oh, maybe I should outsource. What should I outsource? How should I go about that? What are my first steps? What should they do?
The easiest answer to making a decision if you can outsource or not is, do you have a project management system set up? If you do not, and I will explain how we come to that. That is just the easiest way of determining should you outsource or not. So project management system, many of you have probably heard about Trello or Asana. Me personally, I love ClickUp. If you look at my YouTube channel, you're going to see ClickUp everywhere.
Because of you, I've been looking at that. I currently am using Trello. I have friends that have used Asana, but I have been watching your videos on ClickUp, and that's interesting kind of like how that's a different process flow. So, you know, all of these, and I don't know about the one, you know, you're using, but I know Trello has a freemium thing where you can upgrade. So I don't know, obviously, you know, welcome to tell us about that. But so that's what you mean when you say project management system. It's typically something online that people can access, and you can put sort of like, you know, to-dos and have communication back and forth and access it from everywhere, anywhere, and have different levels, I would assume, of security and all of that. So with that, please continue on ClickUp.
So to get the technical side out of the way, there is a YouTube video on my channel, youtube.com/AskEvie, that talks about Asana plus Trello equals ClickUp. I dive all into it. Yes, it's a freebie. I prefer it way over Trello because we can do automation without any additional add-ons. And I'll dive way deeper into all of that on YouTube. We don't need to take your listeners' time with all of that. But why I say you need a project management system is when you outsource, those people cannot read your mind.
Yes.
No matter how good they are, no matter how long they have done it, there is a specific voice to you. There is a specific process to you. There is specific ways and logins. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, and if you don't have those things in place, you're going to spend 3 months just educating them on how your business runs. And that is where the break point is.
And to your point, when I have outsourced, I actually will say, like, the first thought was, oh, now I'm going to have to like spend all this time writing out all this stuff. But you know what? It actually was a very positive experience for me because I found things that I needed to improve. It really forced me to look at everything. And once I did that and gave it to the person I was outsourcing to, I felt this huge relief. Like, I was relaxed because I was like, well, they know exactly what to do. So what I first thought was, oh, this is going to take me so much longer. I should just do it myself. It actually was a positive. So I'm glad I did it. So I'm glad you're bringing that up because I know people are thinking, ugh, I don't want to do that.
The next point to all of this, because we are kind of reveling it from the back, you just said, oh God, this is going to take me forever. Yeah. But guess what? Even if you don't outsource, if we don't plan, we waste 75% of our time. That's a shit ton of time. So me coming out of a web design background, just think about it. I have built hundreds of websites. I have done the same job over and over and over again. And there is still going to be moments of, what's next?
Yeah.
Why? Why do we want to waste the time of trying to figure out what's next? When you have a simple checklist that says, do this, do this, do this, do that, you don't have to think. You're looking at the list and you get it done. So even if you don't outsource, having a project management system in place is going to save you a ton of time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to look at your processes like you did and see, oh, this is weird, especially with social media marketing. I do my blog post starting with a YouTube video. So the video needs to be edited. The blog post needs to be written. I need an Instagram image. I need a story image. I need a Facebook image. I need this. I need that. Mm-hmm. What is the right sizes? Where do I need to do it? What is the template? So much stuff goes into this.
Now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now imagine all the thinking that's going on when you do not have the list with this, and then you suddenly forget your Instagram story image, or you forgot to put the 60-second snippet on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So many moving pieces that even if you don't outsource, you waste so much time just trying to figure out what to do.
I love this. I'm issuing a challenge to anyone who's listening to this. Like, I mean, you guys, we are almost to 2020. If you don't have something written down, as simple as Evie just talked about, your social media content flow, like, hi, you know, I'm going to do a mm-hmm. Facebook Live video mm-hmm. for my real estate how-to or tip, my buyer tip this week.
Yep.
And then what am I going to do with it? Am I going to make a blog post? Am I going to, you know, market it into my email list? If you just do nothing over the next 2 months, but literally spend an hour, maybe three times a week going into Trello or mm-hmm. ClickUp or Asana or whatever you want to, or write it down. I have
exactly.
Like a piece of paper where I'm on a journal. This is my journal right behind me. I actually write everything down and then put it in digital because my brain works on paper and that's mm-hmm. okay. So I have it on digital so that I can share it with anyone. But for me, I do have to do it on paper and I actually like it. It makes me feel better. But that
and
is
that's where you should start.
Yeah. Okay.
We often get overwhelmed when a lot of people stumble over me because of my ClickUp videos, because I talk about how to implement it digital. Mm-hmm. But when they reach out to me, they're like, oh my God, I don't even know where to start. There is so much. Don't deal with the technology stuff. Mm-hmm. Start with pen and paper. Mm-hmm. I literally just talked about that live on my YouTube channel yesterday. Take a pen and paper when you work on it and just write it out. Don't worry about the sorting. Don't worry about when you do what. Just write down those steps. And then you go back to those notes and put them into categories. For example, the whole blog post is often a great example. As I said, I start with a video, then we got the blog post, and then we got the marketing piece. I literally just wrote out all the steps that are happening there, mm-hmm. and then I start cleaning it up into the video portion. So building the video, editing the video, transcriptions, and all of the stuff that goes into that. Mm-hmm. Then the blog post piece. Taking the transcription, making it a blog post, making the thumbnails, right. doing the SEO, and then into the marketing piece yes. of which images do I need. Mm-hmm. That then, once you have that cleaned up, goes into your technical, whatever you use, mm-hmm. putting it into your ClickUp. That's when you start automating those things.
Right.
Don't try to do it all at once. It's not going to happen. You're going to get overwhelmed and you right. just be like, oh, hail to the no, I'm not yeah. touching this.
You know what I do, and you know this because you've seen enough into my life through my Instagram stories. But I am a very tactical, old school. You know, that's how my brain works. Is I have to touch it, feel it, write it down. Now for big projects that I feel mm-hmm. overwhelmed by, I actually do post-it notes, and that way, what I do is I write down one thing per post-it note.
Yep.
And it's easier for my brain to just restick it because sometimes I get on a Word document or even if a piece of paper. And I get overwhelmed because I'm like, oh, I'm drawing arrows. Like this one goes yep. before this one. So maybe the post-it note method will work well. And sometimes
it works. It works great for this too.
I've put it all out and I said, hey, if you were doing this, does this make sense? And I've had other people move around the post-its. And it's so funny because what makes mm-hmm. sense to me or what I think is going to work oftentimes doesn't really translate to some other people. Like I just went live on Facebook and I thought for sure people were going to tell me what size book they wanted was bigger. Turns out they want smaller. Okay. Like what I thought wasn't, you know, maybe what the masses wanted. So I love that you tell people don't get overwhelmed, brain dump it down, yep. Write it out by hand. Then you can put it into some like technology. So our challenge for you guys listening is in the next like month or two, just brain dump everything that you do, your process for getting a buyer once you have them, your contract process, your social media flow, and just dump it all out. And it's going to make you feel better because you're going to see all these different things and areas that you can work on and improve and tweak and change. So that's the challenge, is to start bulletproofing your business by number one, getting out everything that you do and being able to organize it so that you can outsource if you want to at mm-hmm. some point when you're ready to have somebody else come in. And even if you're not, this is going to help you out. I believe that this will help your business, just getting it out and organized and being able to see it somewhere.
And one thing that I have seen specifically in the area for realtors or even property management companies too, is that onboarding piece. Mm-hmm. It's like, I've seen it from the other side. Oh yeah, we forgot about, I need that information from you. And I need that piece of paper from you. And I need that. And I need that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, people, come on, just give me one list or one place where I can submit this stuff.
Right.
Don't spend the next 3 weeks. Oh yeah, we forgot that piece. Mm-hmm. Start with the onboarding piece of your customers, of your clients. Take post-its. Okay, this is the information we need and this is what we need. In which order do you need them? Which of them build up from one to the other? Mm-hmm. And that already will help you a lot, templating those emails that go along with that. And you even can take that to the next step. There are programs out there like Honeybook or Dubsado. They might focus on a different market, but they have client onboarding processes, meaning getting client information. You can build a form in there. So forms and workflows and contracts. So all of that client engagement that you have can be automated, meaning somebody comes in and says, hey, I want to work with you. Okay. You start the workflow of, here is an email with a link to a form. Please give me all of your information. First name, last name, mailing address, right. Blah, 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 blah. All of the same stuff comes over and over with every single client. You should not do that more than twice.
Mm-hmm.
First time testing, second time optimizing, and then this should run automatically.
You know what's
so funny? Fun with it.
It's, and you know, people always think like, oh my gosh, I have to buy this big, like fancy system. I mean, if people actually saw, people are shocked by how I do some of my stuff because I'm all about free and cheap and whatever.
Who isn't?
You know, Google Forms changed my life. You guys, if you aren't using Google Forms, like if you're just starting or even if you've been in the business for a long time and you don't have a lot of technology and you're like, I really need to take this to the next level, but I don't really want to buy like this giant expensive monthly investment in some sort of system that's so overwhelming that I'm not even going to use it. You guys, Google Forms, you can make your own form on Google that can collect people's information. Whether you're at an open house, you can have them fill it out on an iPad. Whether you are onboarding a new client and you want to collect their information and put it into your CRM, because the beauty of it is you send them a link. Every single person can open it because they don't have to sign up for whatever or register. And then there is a button you push that turns it into a spreadsheet. It's awesome. Like you can collect all of these things. It's like changed my life. I'm like, why didn't I do this earlier? If I'm going to do an event with people, I send them the link, they all sign up, and then I just click a button and they're all neatly, nicely in a spreadsheet. I can upload it to Facebook or whatever I want to do. It's awesome.
Now I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Oh, okay.
Love Google spreadsheets. No question about it. I am not challenging that at all. If you need to take your spreadsheets up a little bit, like you want check boxes, you want tags in there, you just want to have a little bit more, which is still free, Airtable. Mm-hmm. I started out with a whole Google Suite.
I've heard of that, Airtable. Okay.
So I started out with a Google Suite. It's like, I'm you. If I can get it as a lifetime deal or free, I'm in. I'm a sucker for those. I went into the boundaries though with Google spreadsheets because I needed a little bit more. I wanted also easier reference points between entries and just a little bit more. I wanted to have Google spreadsheets on steroids pretty much.
Okay.
And that's what Airtable. You don't have to go pro. You don't have to pay for it. You don't need all the bells and whistles that go with it. So put your blinders on because Airtable can do way much more than that.
Okay.
Put your blinders on. Just stay in the spreadsheets. But you have checklists in there. You have long data entry. You have short data entry. You have CUDA forms. So if you just, if you are trying the Google spreadsheet and you just get to its boundaries and you're like, I don't know what exactly more I need. I just need a little bit more. Look into Airtable.
Airtable. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to throw you a curveball because I just wrote this down and I wanted to come back to it because, you know, I do get a lot of questions in our realm about websites and typically it has to do with, you know, this will come up a lot more talking about Facebook ads and sending people to links either from their Instagram profile or that. So, you know, what should people be having? Like I find, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but you're the website expert, but I find that a lot of people get very overwhelmed by websites and I think simple might be better. And I think, you know, when I talk to people and I tell them, hey, that link in your bio for Instagram is gold, right? You should be able to lead capture and lead generate from any link that you have. Mm-hmm. And then people, you know, I'll click it and it goes to like the homepage of their website and it's, I'm lost. Like there's 5 million buttons. Like, so what should people be doing with those links in social media when it's web related? I mean, should it be a simple landing page? Yeah. What are your tips? What should they be using and doing?
So specifically when you just have one link, like an Instagram, do use the tools that are out there like Linktree or something like that, or build your own landing page. Like me, because I know the stuff, I build an own mobile responsive landing page on my website.
So
when you follow my link.
Aren't you, where should they go? What's a good tool that's easy for us to
I used to use Linktree before I built my own.
Okay, but like I've heard like people use Unbounce and Instapage, like are there like good, you know, simple web landing pages they should be doing?
There's a whole bunch out of them. They all work well. Just look at what specific features you want, what you want to pay for it. They're all doing great. Just make sure they comply with Instagram's terms of service so you don't get kicked out of that. And I used Linktree, but there's many, many others out there that do the job. Look at how they look like. Can you customize them how you want them to be? And are they at the price point that you want them to be? So
explain the process like you're explaining it to my son who is 6. Explain the process of when someone says to me, okay, Instagram bio, let's do this example. Because in my opinion, Instagram, your profile is now your website. And there's like your Instagram highlights or your web pages on that website. You know, it's so interesting to me. And I tell people you have that one link. Well, first of all, you need a call to action. You got to tell them to click the link. You got to tell them why. Once you get them there, I think some of the question comes in when I'm teaching folks is, okay, I get it. I'm going to give them my ebook or my guide to buying homes. Let's just say whatever their content piece is, their lead magnet. And I've got my call to action. And now how do I get the lead magnet to them? Like if they're clicking that link and they click it and it says, you know, download your free guide to blah, 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 enter your email address. How do they get the guide? I get that question a lot. Like how does that work with a landing page?
So let's roll back just for a second because there's multiple pieces before we even get to the landing page.
Okay.
Instagram in itself is its own thing rather than to anything else because we cannot link in the comment section.
Right.
So with marketing pieces, you're going to have more mentioning and more call to actions that go back to that link.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why we need Linktree with multiple buttons in there. So first big thing is it's everything about three. You have 3 clicks or 3 seconds to get people to what they want, which is the reason why we want to use something like Linktree because you're going to mention a freebie or you mention a coffee chat or call me or here is the latest blog post.
Right.
That's why we need multiple links in there. Now, the next step, they clicked at that link in your Instagram bio and they come to your Linktree page, just for an example. Mm-hmm. Do not, please, do not throw 20 different links on there.
Don't give them too many options.
We want to be able to link to multiple things just to have that possibility of multiple call to actions in your social media post. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I do not want to see ever more than 5. And that is already the maximum of the max.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. You want your freebie. You want straight to your blog. Do not post to a specific blog post. Post to your blog role. And then maybe
in your main homepage of your blog, basically, not to a specific blog post you did a year ago. Gotcha.
Because just think about
if you're like
life down the road.
Check out my latest blog. You want to send them to the most recent.
You're not going to go in every week and update that link. It's not going to happen. Let's not fool ourselves.
No.
So you want to link to the blog wall. You want to link to your freebie landing page. You maybe want to link to an about so they can figure out more with you. And maybe even one last one straight to a scheduling of, hey, let's grab a coffee.
Yeah. Or maybe even testimonials. Like, you know, I know in real estate, people want to see what other people are saying. So, depending on what.
My latest listings.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The listing page.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. People, this is going to sound so bad. People need to be spoon-fed. We do not have the attention.
You got to tell them to click. You got to tell them what to do.
Yep,
absolutely. And I love that. I don't want to think. I just want to be like, yes, tell me what to do. Click.
Keep it simple. If you want to dig deeper into this, Donald Miller with his story brand is a great resource. He is a little bit too corporate for my taste. It can get really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Actually following his, Rory Vaden is, Vaden? Vader? Now you got me. Is it Vader or Vaden?
I don't know. But Donald Miller's story brand book is excellent. It's a big, big book on branding and creating your story. He dives deep into it. So yes.
Rory Vaden. He does the same thing. They're both friends too. Rory focuses more on the small to medium business. He doesn't talk quite as corporate. He was easier to follow for me. That's Rory Vaden, V-A-D-E-N.
All right, I'll put that in the show notes. And then I'll put Donald Miller in there as well. Okay, so now we have the freebie part. So how do you do that?
So there is multiple ways of approaching the freebie piece. You can literally just set up that everybody that signs up to a certain list in your email just gets that freebie to download. So it can be as simple as a email sign up form on your website and they sign in there and the first email they get is the freebie.
And so you can set that up, like, let's just use MailChimp because people kind of are familiar with MailChimp. So basically you'd have to set up whatever email system you're going to do. And once you build that landing page, it'll have a little, hey, enter your email here. Somehow you connect your MailChimp with that little landing page on the back end somewhere there, and then it will start kind of like an automated thing so that every time somebody fills in this little form, it goes and tells MailChimp, hey, somebody just filled this in, go ahead and email them the document. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you need
to upload the freebie to MailChimp then. That's where it's living, basically. Okay.
So what happens is you go to MailChimp, or we use MooseEnd, or we use ActiveCampaign. MooseEnd is a great in between. You can start free with more capabilities as MailChimp, and it's a little bit more visual.
What is that one? I've not heard of it.
MooseEnd. MooseEnd.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say Moose End, but I was like, Moose End sounds very unique. Okay.
Actually, I think I'm saying that wrong. It might be Moo Send because it's a cow the cow is sending stuff.
Like the cow. Moo Send. Oh, interesting. But still,
it's the German accent.
Very interesting. Just branding choice. Okay, got it.
They are fun, amazing customer support over there, because I have found a lot of people find ActiveCampaign is too much. It's overwhelming. It's a lot. And MooseEnd is smacked up in the middle of MailChimp is great to get started, to just collect people, but it's not as intuitive as a lot of people would like it. I know some love MailChimp and others just hate it. There's just no in between.
Right.
MooSense seems to be the bridge in between those two.
Okay, but, so that's going to give you a place where you're letting your freebie live.
And yeah, so
work on the back end to kind of automate it.
So what needs to happen there is you need to sign up with one of those email newsletter providers, because you cannot and you are not allowed to do that straight through your business email. You need to get in there. The email needs to be verified and all of that. There is spam prevention happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can read up on all of that. Let's just say you do need a newsletter provider, period. There's no way around it.
Okay.
Sign up, verify your email and all of that. Send your list, set your list up in there. Then you need to create what's called a form in there. Mm-hmm. That will give you the piece that you need to plug in into your website. Again, there's a whole bunch of videos about this out there, how to do it.
YouTube.
Then you go back into your newsletter provider, and this is the simple way of doing it, and say, okay, I have the freebie sign-up list, not your regular sign-up list, just my freebie sign-up list. You built the form for that. You plug that into your website, and then you go back into your email newsletter provider, and you build an email sequence. And I don't want you to just plug in one email. The first email is going to be, hey, welcome, here's your freebie, go grab it. Mm-hmm. They let attach you either way, a PDF often, or you plug that PDF into your Dropbox, into your Google Drive with a public link wherever you want to house it. Mm-hmm. If you're more nerdy, you even can house it on your hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Take that link and plug that, connect that link to the button, or you upload the PDF straight to your newsletter provider. And right. connect that to the button. So there's those two ways.
Okay.
And then I want you to not stop there. I want you to have at least three more emails after that.
Okay.
Who are you? Where can people connect with you? Why should they work with you? Give them a possibility to get to know you. Don't just be like, here's my freebie stuff and that's it. That doesn't do you any good.
Right. Okay.
So build at least a 3-email funnel
right.
that people go through after they sign up. Mm-hmm. You want to connect with them. Now, there is more advanced ways to do this. So for example, let's go back to the website.
Okay.
You have a landing page, you put a nice little image to it of what they're getting, you put a nice little blurb, so you explain to them what they're getting, and you get the email sign up form.
Right.
Simple landing page. Now, somebody comes there, they plug in their email, they hit submit. There's many ways what can happen at that point. First of all, they go into the email list, that is the same everywhere. But what also can be done is they can be redirected to a different page.
Mm,
Meaning, here's my email, submit, and that then redirects them to a secondary landing page that can already have all of that information. Meaning, you build another page on there that says, ooh, I'm so happy you are here. Here is your download. Now don't stop there. Join me on my Facebook group or let's grab a coffee.
Yes. Or bringing them to your YouTube channel or your podcast. Or so it's just other ways, because not everybody likes videos. Some people might like your podcast. Some people might want to watch your videos, you know? So I love that you're giving them the deep dive option, the stock, right?
So
you can stock and go deep dive.
Yes. The main thing that we are going here for is you always want them in a loop. That's what we call that. You do not, just think of it visually. If you take a whiteboard and you have the freebie and you have the landing page and you have the email newsletter, think through that conversation. They need to build a full circle. You never want to have an open path anywhere where that viewer that just came to you, that just took the time to give you their email, they just open up the front door for you. Do not want them to have a possibility to get off that freeway at any given point.
Right.
You always want to keep them in a conversation. You want to give them stuff to look at and you want to engage them. That is the goal that we are building here. So think of that as the big goal. again, it comes back to don't get overwhelmed. You don't have to do it all at the same time and all at once.
Right.
Start with a simple sign up on your website with a form there and deliver the freebie and do a once a month email newsletter with how to decorate your house to increase the value, or when do you have to fix your roof so the value of your house doesn't go down. It's not just about selling, which is one of the biggest issues I see with realtors. Sorry, people.
It is about providing value and education and entertainment and not asking constantly, you know, just or talking just about real estate, quite frankly. Like people want more information other than that too. So I love that. I'm so glad that I asked that because I think our listeners are really wanting to, you know, start putting their toe in the water of funnels and understanding that. So that was a very simplified, easy way to understand how to get started. So we kind of talked about brain dumping, getting your stuff together, getting it on paper, getting it ready digitally to outsource for the new year. And then now we're talking about sort of the links and the websites. I do want to finish up by talking about your amazing product. Tell us what is sort of inside of it, where people can find it, what your goal was for this, you know, this journal to help people really elevate their business. So tell us about that.
Note down on your piece of paper, I still need to coach you about paying for outsourcing. Oh, I haven't forgotten about you.
Okay. We're going to wrap up with that one then. Paying for outsourcing. Okay. So tell us about your product and then we're going to talk about paying for outsourcing.
So my Bulletproof Business Planner, talk about growing because it went with three different names. it came out of even though I'm completely digital and I love everything online and automating and all of those things, I am a paper girl. And there is, there's research even out there that our brain functions differently when we write things.
Yes.
The planning and the imagining and the figuring things out happens when we handwrite something with pen and paper. The actual doing thing happens online. So I combine these two, and it's funny when people see me working with ClickUp and they're like, what, you have a pen and paper planner? What? So out of all of that evolved my Bulletproof Business Planner, which pretty much is a business coach in a planner.
I love it.
Initially, when people see it, they are quite overwhelmed because it has all of the pieces we know we should do and we often don't do. I've looked at all of the moving pieces we handle as an entrepreneur, from taking care of ourselves, hydrating, workout, all of those things, habits we want to develop, bills that have to be paid. Gratitude journaling, planning, projects, you know, all of those moving pieces.
I love that it's not just business. It's our real life too that definitely makes us more successful at our business.
And look at
you. I don't know of any business planners or things that I've seen that really take that into account. So I love that.
Because we are our business. I'm like, you are the best example. I'm not buying. I'm not looking at buying at this point, but I follow you because Mason's just freaking hilarious. Just let's be honest. And
it's one of my best content pieces.
we are our business.
Yeah.
In our situation, we are not Fortune 500 companies. We are not just the face. We are our business, which means our business falls or rises with us.
Right.
And it's our life. That's how we present ourselves out there. That's just what it is. And I hate it trying to put these in boxes and then have a planner for this and a planner for that. No, my personal life is so closely connected with my business. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I already carry enough around in my purse. I don't need to put three planners into that.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to have it all in one and try to structure it in a way that you can use it on a day-to-day basis, combining business and personal life.
I love it. I love that. Where can they find it?
It is on the website. So if you go to askevie.com, you can find the shop right on top in the menu and it's right there.
I'm going to put all that in the show notes, but just for listeners, it's YVI. It's short for Yvonne. So Ask Evie is not E-V-I-E, it's YVI. So I'll put that in the show notes. All right. So as we close out, do talk about the value in paying to outsource.
So I know we are all, I call myself a cheap ass. I'm not going to call you a cheap ass, but I'm going to call myself a cheap ass.
Frugal. I just like to spend my money on other things.
Yeah, but now let's switch your thinking a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you are doing all the video editing. You are doing all what we call the busy work.
Yes.
You are not focusing on your zone of genius. And hey, I am a control freak over here. Best example, the video you mentioned in the green room, my MDMC speaker talk video. I do video editing too. Mm-hmm. I have been doing video editing for the last 5 years. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll just grab the raw material. I edited myself. You love the video because I didn't do it, because I was too close to it. Yeah. And they did an amazing job with it. So having said that, it's not just even to have somebody that can help you grow your business, because suddenly you look more professional. They have more knowledge in it. They are more passionate about it at that point. Mm-hmm. But also they are not in it. Often right. enough, we are way too close to things. Yeah. And That's we true. Don't That's see true. What's important in it. Right. Your research about the workbook, you thought they wanted one size, you crowdsourced that information and they told you differently. Right. The same thing happens when somebody steps into our business and looks at our business, they see other things that we don't see.
It's true.
So Absolutely. There is a reason to spend money for it, but also it allows you to be in your zone of genius. Mm. How much time do you spend editing those podcasts rather than outsourcing them and having somebody that does that every day? Right. First of all, they spend less time on the editing than you do because it's their zone right. of genius.
Right, right, right.
You have time to build more content, to just have a glass of wine because it's Friday evening, to right, exactly. be out there, to be in front of people, to educate people, to network with people, to be in your zone of genius. And suddenly, rather than spending 3 hours on editing one podcast, they are spending 1 hour and you had those 3 hours back. Now, how much is your, I know you guys don't charge hourly rate, but still I base every calculation on an hourly rate to have a number.
Time is money, yes.
So how much would you be making in those 3 hours you are making that podcast and editing that podcast, but how much do you actually spend for the editor? Now, how much money did you make?
Right, you're right.
Because when you calculate that out, just for the fun of it,
honestly, you sold me because, you know, my hot buttons are a lot different than other people's. But honestly, you sold me when you were talking about having somebody be able to have a different perspective about mm-hmm. your content that could make it even better. Like to me, okay, I'm willing to spend money for that. So I appreciate that.
I don't write my own copy.
I love that you coached me on that. So I am going to, that's my goal for 2020. And I think, you know me enough by now to know that when I say I'm going to do something, going to do it. So that is my goal for 2020. And so I'm going to be doing this with all the listeners, is brain dumping all the things and finding the right people to help me with all those things. So,
and it takes time. People that have followed me know I hate writing. You put me on a camera or on a microphone, I'm going to talk for the whole day and I'm not going to shut up. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to writing, I hate it with a passion. I cannot articulate myself the same way in writing. And yes, it has taken me a while to find her, but I swear my content writer, Casey, she is freaking amazing. She gets my voice, she gets my personality, and she can put me into written content. This is priceless.
Yeah.
And that woman is never allowed to know how much value she actually has to me, because I will never able to pay her that much.
I love that.
It takes time. You're gonna go through people that are like, okay. Yeah. I just went through with a web designer that I was thinking about bringing right. on. Mm-hmm. I let them roam free with just small boundaries, and I had to learn doesn't work. He's not there yet. Yeah. And you just have to move on. It just is. There are people out there that click with you, that the personality match, they get you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take your business to levels you never imagined.
You've inspired me. I'm doing it. So thank you. I'm glad to hear that we did this. So you guys will hear it from me. I'm in it with you guys. So let's do it together. So thank you. Thank you so much. I had such a great time, Evie. And please make sure that you connect with her on all the socials as well, especially Instagram. I'll drop all the handles below. And don't forget, guys, I always offer a free Instagram bio audit. All you have to do is follow me on Insta, DM me and say, I want my audit. Heard you on the podcast. You can find me on all the socials by my name at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z. Thanks, guys. See you later. Bye.